Well, this seems to be working out reasonably well, at any rate. Emperor Caleb sipped at a cup of punch as he and his empress sat regaining their breath. A discreetly interposed wall of imperial guardsmen actually afforded them a few moments of genuine privacy, and he chuckled as he gazed at his younger brother. Jean was certain this was going to be a disaster, he added. No wonder, given the way most of your people seem to have spent their time talking about Emerald and Prince Naaman the entire time he's been alive. Charlian sniffed. I'm not trying to say they weren't justified, but expecting a boy Jean's age to leap with joy when he found out he was about to be married off to the ogre's daughter would have been silly. I know, Caleb chuckled again. On the other hand, it's remarkable how quickly he started getting over that once he laid eyes on her. Didn't you tell me you were pleasantly surprised at the way your arranged marriage worked out? Stop fishing for compliments, dear. Caleb lifted her hand to his lips and pressed a kiss upon the back of her wrist, his eyes smiling up at her. Then he straightened. I didn't say I was pleasantly surprised, he continued. I said I was pleasantly relieved. I knew it was something tactful like that, Charlian said dryly. Well, he smiled wickedly, I hope the noble and selfless dedication I've brought to the task of begetting an heir for our new dynasty has convinced you I don't feel too much like a martyr to international politics. Charlian blushed. One would have had to look very closely to see the rising color in her cheeks, given the lighting and her complexion of antique ivory, but Caleb saw it, and his smile turned into a broader grin. Charlian reached across and whacked him on the knuckles with her fan, a practical necessity and not simply a fashion accessory here in Karras, then found herself fighting hard against an attack of giggles as he winked suggestively at her. The fact was that Caleb's ardor was remarkable, she told herself, with a slight but pardonable complacency. He was not only extraordinarily good-looking, but young, fit, and a trained warrior, with all the hardihood and endurance that implied. She might have been forced to avoid entanglements or any hint of a potential scandal before her marriage, but the two of them were making up for lost time quite handily. Even better, almost everyone in Karras seemed pleased for both of them, and that could be entirely too rare when a member of a royal family brought home that foreign woman as his bride. As a matter of fact, the possibility that you'd manage to resign yourself to your fate had crossed my mind, she told him after a moment. And, she added in a softer voice, so have I. I'm glad, he said simply. Yes, well, she gave her head a slight shake. To return to your younger brother's future nuptials, I think he's already resigned to his fate, and, she added frankly, given Maya's figure, I'd be astonished if he weren't. He may be young, but he's definitely male. It seems to run in the family. That's what father always said, at any rate, Caleb agreed. And did your father, pray tell, suggest to you that it might be a good idea to keep an eye on your younger sister as well, Your Majesty? Jeannette? Caleb blinked. What about Jeannette? Men, Charlian shook her head. Even the best of you seem to think that all you have to do is beat your hairy chests to encourage the female of your choice to swoon and fall into your manly arms. Doesn't it occur to any of you that we women have minds of our own as well? Believe me, my lady, Caleb said sincerely. If my mother had allowed any silly notion that you don't to take root in my brain in the first place, the first few days of marriage to you would have disabused me of it. But what exactly does that have to do with Jeannette? Haven't you seen the way she's been looking at Naaman the Younger? Charlian said, and Caleb's eyes widened. You're not serious! Never more so, my dear. Charlian shook her head. She's 3 years older than Jean, you know. Trust me, she's even more aware of how interesting the opposite sex is than he is right now. Not only that, but she sees everyone else getting married right and left. I'm not saying she cherishes any overwhelming need to leap into young Narman's arms. For that matter, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if someone else displaced him in her thoughts in the next several months. But given her rank and his, he's about the only youngster here in Tellisburg she could realistically consider. And the fact is that he really isn't all that bad-looking. For that matter, I can actually see what Princess Olivia sees in his father, although it wouldn't hurt Narman the Elder a bit to lose a little weight, like half his body weight, perhaps. My God, you are serious! It was Caleb's turn to shake his head. Then he frowned. I suppose, in some ways, it could be a beneficial match, he said slowly. I hate to think in cold-blooded dynastic terms, Caleb, Charlian replied in a rather more serious tone. But however beneficial it might be, I have to suspect that an even more advantageous match is likely to offer itself, possibly quite soon, in Jeannette's case. Yes? He raised an eyebrow at her, and she waved her fan gently.